Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Myrtle Beach Report. This is Dr. John. I am so glad to have everyone here with us. We got a very special guest tonight. It's an entire band, a bunch of great musicians that are touring the Carolinas and other places and really getting standing ovations and wowing crowds everywhere. This is the Dewey Bass Band. How are we doing tonight, folks?
How you doing?
All right. How you doing, sir?
That's great. I'm glad to have all of you with us. We got quite a crowd there, so I guess what I'm going to do is I want to start with saying hello to Dewey. And Dewey, the reason we're talking is my good friend Fran Crowley. She and I are putting together the Lizard Man Festival in Lee County, which is actually going to be at the South Carolina Button Museum. She said, John, these guys are great. Let's get them to come play. And I said, sure, why not? So we're glad that we're going to have you with us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, since you're the name on the band, and tell us a little bit about your group. I'd appreciate that very much, and so would everybody else.
Well, my name is Dewey Bass. I've been playing music since I was a kid. I started out at an early age, about 5 years old, and played a lot in church. I was raised up in church in Pentecostal Holiness. Grew up doing a lot of my singing in church. My dad was a Hank Williams man, and I learned to play steel guitar and other instruments behind him and all my uncles and stuff in our family, aunts and uncles that played music. I grew up with all them, and really got my start and cut my teeth playing music in church and playing old country on the front porch. And our band got formed a couple years ago now. We were scheduled to do an Elvis show, and a dear friend of mine who plays lead guitar for us, he's like a daddy to me in this band, Mr. Bobby Henson. He went to his cardiologist and come to find out he had to have open heart surgery. So they had to put him in the hospital. So the Elvis show got canceled. When it did, I pulled together my son and some of my friends and closest friends, and we formed basically an older type country theory model band, and we tried it out at the South Carolina Button Museum for Mr. Fran Crowley. And about 6 or 8 weeks later, Mr. Bobby, he got better and got well, and he came back. And when he came back, the old country was such a big hit because of the new country that's out there nowadays. It's like the older generation had been forgotten. And we took the old country and tried to bring it back and put it all in perspective and wrap it all in a nutshell. Mr. Bobby was able to come back, thank the good Lord, and he got back out there with us, and we took the old country, and as they say in show business, the rest is history.
Well, that's great to hear. And you know what? The thought of music and playing music, I know at least for me, that can help you get well. It really can. Music is, I think it's the universal magic cure for a lot of things, don't you?
Yes, sir. I agree 100%. I have some very, very talented and some very, very good musicians here.
Well, great. Why don't you tell her and what they play and kind of how did you find them? I know you said you've got your son and all that, but just tell us a little bit about each one of the guys. We'd like to hear that.
Well, I start out with Gary Frick. He's one of our rhythm guitar players. He does a good bit of lead singing, backup vocals. He's from over there at the lake, up on Lake Water Reef, where Mr. Bobby's neighbor, and he kind of came in with him. Another rhythm guitarist I got and does a lot of singing and backup vocals is George Watts. I've been playing music with him since I was just a small kid. I grew up around him. I was probably 12 years old when I started playing music with him as a kid. Over on bass guitar, we have playing for us is his brother, Bernie Watts. He's from down at Cedar Creek. He used to play with Cedar Creek Quartet Gospel. And I grew up playing country with him and George, like I said, from a young age up. And then we got on our lead guitarist, and he does a lot of our singing and stuff, is Mr. Bobby Henson. And Mr. Bobby, he's played, he's had a pretty good stretch over his 80-year career. He's played some with Lefty Frizzell, and he's played with a few big names out there.
Wow, that's
great.
Wow, that is super. So that's the lineup, huh?
That's pretty much the lineup. And then there's, like I said, there's my son, Randy. He's the young gun. Whenever he can get with us, he works a lot, and he basically appears as special guest on the show nowadays. But he does a lot of Johnny Cash, and he does a lot of good imitation of Johnny Cash.
Well, that's great. And I know that another person that I met with you is Miss Vicky. How does she fit into that crowd?
She is our manager. She helps us with our bookings. She takes care of all the bookings. She takes care of all our wardrobe, you know, whatever we need as far as clothes. And, you know, she does all the ordering, equipment ordering, lining up the shows, getting songs together, getting everything together and lining it up. It's a lot of work involved in what we do. And she plays a key role in that by trying to help, you know, keep everything together and keep it intact and keep us, you know, on the go with all this stuff.
Absolutely, because I tell you what, the music business, it's really a business anymore. You have a lot of arrangements that you have to make, but then you guys are the talent. You guys are the ones that bring the crowd to their feet and play such great music. Now, what are some of the things that you like to play most of all? What kind
of
music?
As far as instrument-wise?
Instrument-wise and artists. Yeah, and the artists that you like to play and everything.
Well, let me go back just a minute. I left one of my band members off. He's working tonight. He's our drummer. That's Mr. Randy Small.
Don't leave Randy out.
I forgot about him because he's not here.
Randy, that's what happens when you're working. Yeah.
But he'll understand. But some of the main music and the main topics that we try to play on is songs from Hank Williams Sr., you know, Lefty Frizzell, John Anderson, Merle Haggard, Buck Owens. You know, we try to cover all the greats. George Jones, Jimmy Rogers, Ernest Tubb. I mean, the list goes on. Vern Gosden, the list goes on.
Yeah, those are great names and really great music. I grew up with those in the mountains of North Carolina, and we had one AM station, 1430 WMNC AM, and that's what they played. They played country. And we all got used to it. We all really liked it. I know those of us, as we got in high school, what we were more interested in was rock and roll, but we all have our roots in country, and that's kind of what we grew up on. So one thing that is going to be interesting is you are coming to the Lizard Man Festival, and that is going to be the whole festival is May 31st through June the 2nd. Now, you are headlining the Lizard Man Festival, second annual. That's going to your part is going to be on Friday night, May the 31st. And tell us a little bit about what you're going to play for us, because that's something that everybody is going to love. I can tell you that.
Well, when we come in that Friday night, that's going to be our Elvis show that we do. Our band, we try to specialize in, you know, we play everything from the old country all the way up. I'm a big Elvis fan. I grew up on Elvis, you know, and anyway, these guys here, whenever we come to bring it, we come to play our music with Elvis. It's a little bit different from any other, you know, Elvis entertainer that you'll go to see. Most of their stuff is done by CD, I guess you would say. It's pre-recorded in the whole nine yards, and ours is everything you see will be played live music. We do the whole thing live.
All right, now are you going to do Suspicious Minds? That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah, we'll do Suspicious Minds. We have the full costume. It's more like the Moody Blue type costume that Elvis wore in one of his jumpsuits. It's one of his more famous ones. That's one of the main ones that we use most of the time on the road. And we have a good time doing that, and it's really, really good. Last time we did a fundraiser for the South Carolina Button Museum down at the Bishopville Opera House. And I think seating capacity was 250, 300 people. It was sold out in less than a week, and we had a packed house, and people just loved it.
Yeah, that just goes to show folks how popular you are, and people that have heard you, they really like what you do. Now, you are on tour, so to speak, all the time because you have gigs pretty much everywhere. Where are some of the places that we can come hear the Dewey Bass Band?
You can hear us at the South Carolina Button Museum. We play there pretty regular on Friday nights, at least once a month. at the Antioch Community Center out on SC-34. We play there most of the time, at least once a month. And one of the big things that you can really pick us up on a lot of times, if we're not out playing country music, we're out at churches. And, you know, a lot of festivals for churches and fundraisers playing. And a lot of times we're playing in churches with the gospel music that we do.
That's great. So you also sing gospel as well as country then, correct?
Yes, sir. We sing the old Southern gospel, the regular, I call it country Southern gospel. It's not contemporary. It's the regular gospel that everybody pretty much grew up on.
So some
and that's
of
that one
stuff
thing that I'm very, very proud of.
That's great. I was getting ready to say some of that stuff we used to hear on 1430 a.m. on Sunday mornings. That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got some great musicians here with us here on the Myrtle Beach Report. And would you guys mind maybe singing us a song or playing a little something? I know everybody would like to hear you.
Yeah, we'll I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll try to do a little bit of The Fugitive by Merle Haggard.
Well, that sounds good. All right, now this is the Dewey Bass Band, and they are live right here on.
Give them just a second.
Oh, absolutely. They're live right here on the Myrtle Beach Report. And we are certainly excited about having them at the Lizard Man Festival, second annual Lizard Man Festival in Bishopville/Lee County, South Carolina, celebrating the fabulous cryptid that created such a stir between 1988 and 1990 and other times before and after. Lots of legends about the Lizard Man, but I think people really enjoy getting together, having a good time, seeing their friends, listening to music. I think the Crowleys are going to have some really fine barbecue out there for us, so that's going to be a good thing. Uh-oh, I'm starting to hear some of the instruments. That's a good sound. Sounds like we're going to have a little bit of music here in just a minute. So, Miss Vicki, I got just a quick question. How long have you been with the band? I know they speak volumes about you. They think you're great. How long have you been with the band, and how did you end up being their manager while they finished getting ready to play?
Well, I've been with them from the start. I was actually with a couple other bands that Dewey and some of these other guys played in, a couple of bluegrass bands. So I've been with them from the start and attended church with some of them. So I'm kind of a friend, family type thing. But I've been with them since the very start. So just kind of started out as a friend to take a few phone calls for them, and it kind of snowballed from there.
Well,
but
I know it's fun,
and
I know. Well, we're ready here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is the Dewey Bass Band live here on the Myrtle Beach Report.
I'm on the run, the highway, it's my home. I raise the bottle of pain, back in my younger days. While mama, I take my cross to face.
Oh.
Gentlemen, you are wonderful, and we're really looking forward to having you at the South Carolina Lizardman Festival, and that is going to be May 31st is your performance at South Carolina Button Museum, and it's going to be wonderful. And thanks to Fran Crowley for suggesting that you come and play, because I know it's going to be wonderful. So I want to see, do you have anything else you'd like to plug that you've got coming up, or anything else you'd like to say for everyone to hear?
We mostly just got some local churches and things coming up in the next couple of months. We've got a few farm festivals and that type of thing locally in this area. We've got a farm festival right here out of Camden on May the 4th at Old McCaskill's Farm, and another one at Jennifer Ross's Farm in Dazzle April the 27th. And those are all-day festivals for the farm. And then Ag and Art in June, so keep that in mind for the counties, but then locally the churches and that type. We've got Cornerstone Church of God this Sunday night at 6 o'clock for the locals out there. But Friday night we'll be at the South Carolina Butt Museum on March the 8th with Fran Crowley, and we do want to give a shout out to Fran. She's our big supporter, and she's where we got our start, and she's always, you know, supporting us, and we do want to give a shout out to her.
She's a wonderful lady, and I'll say shout out to you, Fran, and being a great person to work with on putting together the Lizard Man Festival. So excuse me. So if anybody wants to contact you, is there a website or Facebook? What's the best way to get in touch with the Dewey Bass Band?
Okay, we do have a Facebook page under the Dewey Bass Band. You can also contact me, Vicki Marsh, on my Facebook page, or at 803-427-3123 for any information or bookings.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do on MyrtleBeachReport.com. I'll be sure to put that phone number and your Facebook page so that folks can find you and they can hear this great band. So I wanted to say thank you so much for being with us on the Myrtle Beach Report. This will be up and available for everyone to hear. Send your fans to it. Everybody come listen to it and bring people in. So we'll see you in a couple months at the Lizard Man Festival. You guys have safe travels and keep playing great, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you. You too.